Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really, really, really good show for you today. You know, staying in your dietary lane is always a challenge for those of us who pay attention to what we eat. And always the missing link is a satisfying snack. And the reality is a lot of us like crunchy things. I know I do. You know, I used to turn to those Parmesan cheese crisps. But there's only so many of those you can eat. After a while, you can't stand the flavor. And crunchy things are what's missing from the healthy snack category. But I discovered a company called Shrewd Food, and we're going to have David Wild of Shrewd Food on with us in just a second. And I can tell you with complete honesty and unabashedly that I can't stop eating them. I kid you not. David was kind enough to send me a case of goodies. And there's a lot of stuff they make. I mean, this is just not just the crunchy snacks. They have chocolates. And I ate everything before we even got ready to do the interview. He had to send me another case of stuff. And believe me, I'm whittling that down. Last night after my healthy dinner of chicken breasts, I had three packs of the caramel apple flavored as my dessert. Each one of them, I think, has 13 or so grams of protein, and this is dairy protein, this is high quality protein, and they're so satisfying that I can't stop eating them. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the other goodies that they have and where you can get them, and you need to get them, I'm telling you right now, because this has been the missing link. There's lots of snacks out there that are low carb or keto, and actually calling this snack keto is an error in my opinion, because there are those of us who aren't keto but with low carb, low sugar, high protein, and these fit the bill for that. But we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Also, later in the show, it's going to be me doing a rant. If you've seen Self's cover, magazine cover for January, I hope you're as astonished as I am, because they are normalizing obesity, and this is a big mistake. Big, big, big mistake. And we're going to get into that later in the show. Before we get started, we have to thank our title sponsor, and that's Legendary Foods. Now the makers of the sweet roll. Remember, we had the tasty pastry for a couple years, and we all loved it. If you have been missing eating Cinnabon, then you are in luck, because they have a cinnamon-flavored, a chocolate-flavored, and a wild berry flavor. 20 grams of high-quality dairy protein, 5 net carbs, 1 gram of sugar. You'll think you're eating crap, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary. Use the code SHR10. Buy twice as many as you think you're going to need, especially if you have children in the house, because you're going to have to fight them for them. I've warned you. Okay. And now without further delay, get David on. Hey, David, how you doing?
Great to see you. Great to be with you today.
Yeah. So first of all, I was shocked. I never knew about Shrewd Food. You guys have been in business for 4 years now?
Yes, we have.
And the real thing was that COVID kind of slowed your pace down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We hit the market initially with three flavors, and then COVID hit, and it was a challenge. We're really seeing a lot of ramping now. We're getting into more and more retailers, and our online business is stronger than ever.
Well, and I'm going to tell everybody why this is. The job of a new company is initial customer trial, to get the customer to try the product the first time. But this is built on the foundation that you have a good product. People will taste things and say, oh, I'm never going to buy that again. These are habit forming. I mean it. They're so delicious. So let's give them a glimpse of the flavors. Now, first of all, let's start with the chocolate covered ones, which I love because they remind me of malted milk balls a little bit.
Right. So we actually have two flavored, we call them Shrewd Keto Dippers. They're these here. And then we also have the dark chocolate ones.
They're the best.
This is really, it's a puff. So what we're doing is we're taking puffs that, like the traditional type puff is puffed corn, wheat, or rice. We're actually puffing protein powder. So it's a lot of protein snacks. They add protein powder into the snack. We're actually starting with the base of the product as protein powder. So now we just try to make it like taste good and satisfying. So when we actually have these keto dippers, you can see right here, they're a chocolate coated piece.
Yeah.
Take a little bite. It's delicious. It has,
you're going to want to eat the rest of them now. Once you eat one, you have to
I'm
eat
gonna
the
have
rest.
To check off the show and just start. They offer, everything that people are looking for, taste and texture, you know, in a snack. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us eat with both taste and texture. That's what snacking is. We're looking to satisfy a craving for crunch or
right.
fill in the voids.
But,
and I think, you know, you and I are on the same page. The Shrewd Food line does a great job of it.
Oh, my God. And so I want to talk about your flavors in a second. But the reality is that we all want something crunchy. That's been the white space in this industry, in my opinion. Did you realize it back then?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we were inventing the product, we were looking for something that would satisfy that craving for crunch. I mean, there's chips out there, but this is something that's very unique.
Right, because it's kind of like
the word crunch. I just wanted to also mention this crunch
yes.
bar.
Yes.
You know, it's similar to a crunch bar. We call it a keto crack bar. But it's outrageous.
So let's talk about the macros of that bar. First of all, this really does taste like a Hershey's Crunch Bar or that other brand, Crackle Bar. That's what it tastes like.
Yep. So this bar has 3 grams of net carbs, 7 grams of protein, and it's delicious. People that try it tell us it tastes every bit as good as some of the main brands out there
don't feel like you're eating a healthy snack. Like, oh, I know this kind of sucks, but it allows me to stay within my dietary lane. No, these are delicious. Your kids will eat them. You got to be careful. Your kids get these, but you know, send them to school with them. This is a better choice than some off the shelf Hershey bar.
Yeah, you know, the product is it's pretty amazing because it has such a high concentration of protein. Other than, like you said, you ate grilled chicken the other night. Other than grilled chicken, this has about the highest percentage of protein of any snack around. It has like 2.5 times the protein concentration of eggs.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the chocolate ones, and they're delicious. And those go fast, I'm telling you right now. So buy twice as many. But then you have the more, what do they call that, umami flavor? The taco.
The Buffalo Ranch. Oh, yeah, we have a taco, totally taco flavor. When you eat this, you would swear you're eating tacos. It has all of the different spices and flavors, and you could also taste the meat, the cheese. Some people even say that they taste
the lettuce.
Hints of lettuce.
I taste the lettuce when I'm like, oh, my God, this tastes like a fresh-made taco.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And then the texture, the crunchy texture, reminds you of the shell. It's very satisfying.
And then you have the Buffalo Ranch, which is a little spicy, but not overly spicy, but it's delicious. The trick with Buffalo Ranch is when you throw the first one in your mouth and chew it, be ready to throw a couple more in your mouth right away because then you don't feel the burn.
Right. It always beckons you to grab another one.
Yeah, yeah. So that's delicious.
So you mentioned actually all three of the flavors that we sell at Walmart now. You mentioned the Buffalo Ranch, the Totally Taco, and
there is the apple pie. Yeah, and that apple pie is so satisfying. If you want sweetness, it's unbelievable. But it's got 12 grams of protein,
and still minimal carbs.
Right.
Yep.
Now, I have some listeners who I did a little Instagram and Facebook ad the other day, just impromptu. And I had people go to Amazon, and there are some. So you have a variety of flavors, but not all of them are available at all places, right?
That's correct. It's overwhelming when we get into a retailer to put in like all 10 of our flavors, and then we have two flavors of croutons and the chocolate items. We have quite a variety of product. So it's overwhelming when we give them that much. And that's why one of the great places to buy the product is online. Yeah. You can actually order a sampler pack and get a bunch of different varieties of flavors and then see which ones you like the best.
Now, the croutons, since we mentioned that, is how I found Shrewd Food. So I was talking to Ron Penna and asking him if Shannon, who is an amazing person in the kitchen for making things low carb and healthy, I said, does she have a turkey stuffing? This was two Thanksgivings ago. And Ron said, go check out this website, Shrewd Food. And he actually bought two packages of the croutons and sent them to me. The croutons are not only just great for salad, but remember these croutons next Thanksgiving because you want to buy a few bags and use these to make your stuffing. People do that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They use them for stuffing. And my wife loves to crunch them up, crush them, and then use them as a coating for chicken cutlets or any type of cutlet.
Yeah, like instead
and
of bread.
It really enhances the product. It's a low-carb breadcrumb.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, what's really unique about our product, if you look at our croutons, if you compare our croutons to a typical crouton, a normal crouton is, they call it 4 grams of carbs, but that's for 4 croutons. So, and ours, you get 2 grams of carbs, 23 croutons.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And protein.
Tons of protein. Yep.
So, Amazon, I know Sprouts you're in now, right? Are you in Whole Foods?
We're not. We're in Walmart. Food Lion, Fresh Time, Fresh Market, 7-Eleven, Speedway, Hy-Vee, Weiss, HEB.
Yeah.
Bunch of regional chains. Yep.
So you have a pizza flavor. I'm wondering why you didn't go after the low-hanging fruit and go after the cheese doodle and do the nacho cheese flavor.
We do have nacho. We also have a baked cheddar one.
Oh.
But the pizza is our number one flavor. That's this one here. It's 2 grams of carbs, 14 grams of protein. And this is actually one of the bags that's sold at Food Lion. This has 3 servings in it. So it's actually 42 grams of protein in this bag and only 6 carbs.
So it's I feel like it's pigeonholing the product by associating it with keto. And here's why. 99% of keto products are high calorie because they have tons of fat. Keto people, but you don't have a lot of fat in these. So they're really just low carb, high protein, and it offers to a wider variety of people and dietary templates.
That's why we say Shrewd Food, the smartest way to snack. It's, there's really no other, snack out there that has such a high concentration of protein, low carb, and low fat, low calorie.
Yeah. So who creates your flavors? Do you do that in-house or do you work with companies outside? Because your flavors are so amazing and they don't taste like chemicals or anything like that. They have a great finish in the mouth. Who are the flavors created in-house?
That's a great question. We are lucky enough to have one of our 3 partners is a gentleman, Michael Goldstein. He has 5 culinary degrees from Johnson & Wales University, and he's just got a very sophisticated palate. So he takes care of the seasonings and flavorings all on his own, brings them back. We do tons of taste tests to make sure that we've gotten everything right. But he's just, I can't say enough about, you know, how great his palate is. For the normal person, we taste something, we say, you know, I like it, I don't like it. He knows what to add in, to take out to make it taste better.
I want to put this up because obviously you can get these at retail, but you can also buy them through the show and get 25% off. If you go to shrnetwork.biz/shrewdfood and use the code SHR25, you'll get 25% off. Now, we have a limited offering there. We have the flavors we just talked about. We don't have pizza. And a couple other things, but we have the crackle bar there and we have the chocolate dippers there. And so I'd ask you to buy that way so David can see that the audience is liking the product. I've already received emails and posts on social media saying they bought them at Amazon, and they bought better flavors and blah blah blah. That's a matter of taste and choice. But what is it? What is it retail? What is a one bag retail for? Like at Heb or someplace like that.
So yeah, so at HEB, our typical retail for a serving is about $2.49 to $2.99, yeah. And at the larger bags, which are three servings, those would typically be like $3.99 to $4.99
for the whole bag, for the three servings.
For three servings.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a bargain, and that's a meal. Yeah. That's 40 grams of protein.
Yeah, no,
that's a meal.
Yeah.
With a bottle of water, you're done. That's everything you need.
You know, it's almost like having a protein shake that's convenient that you can throw in your bag, carry around with you, and eat it, you know, at your own convenience. You don't have to crush up any ice or anything. But it's almost got the same macros as a protein shake.
Well, also, let's not forget, in the summertime, when you leave that empty protein bottle in your car and it starts to smell like a dead animal, and then you never want to use that shaker bottle again, because no matter how much you wash it, you can't get the stink out of it. So this is definitely much more convenient than a protein shake. I mean, unless you're buying a ready to drink and throwing it away afterwards.
Absolutely. Yep.
So are there any secrets on the horizon as far as products you're working on that you can talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. February 1 we'll be introducing a new keto crack bar, so something like this, but it's going to be a peanut butter and milk chocolate bar.
Mm, yeah, okay.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, because people
and
love that.
We'll include the discount on that as well for your listeners.
And Sean Wasson says he's going to have to try these. I'm telling you, everybody who's listening to the show, whether it's live or you're listening to the podcast, you will not be disappointed. And this is the big thing. We all look, I'm pretty much carnivore. I eat some berries, and I eat these because they're from dairy. And I tend to think that carnivore includes dairy, like hard cheeses and stuff like that. But it's the snacks. For some reason, I'm 64 years old, and for some reason, a meal isn't done until I punctuate it with some sort of a snack or dessert, something that I feel like, oh, the meal is done now. And this allows me to do it without any guilt. And it's helping to increase the protein I'm getting for the day, because I shoot for 300, 350 grams of protein a day. And most of it I get from animal protein, meat, eggs, you know, pork, stuff like that. But this is great because it doesn't deviate. It just builds on top of your dietary template.
Yeah. Actually, the amazing product for that, all of our product is really high in protein. But when you talk about eating meat in your diet, you know, we all get salads. We all ask for the salads to not have any croutons on it.
Right.
And we put the protein with meat or fish on. Our croutons are actually almost like pouring chicken onto a salad. I mean, they're really high protein and minimal carbs.
I didn't think about that. You're right. You don't have to get the piece of salmon or the piece of chicken if you don't. You can just get the salad and throw those on.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And how many people like don't eat croutons anymore? I really miss them, right?
Well, I gotta be honest, full disclosure. When Elisa and I go to J. Alexander's, they have a southern salad, and she gets the grilled chicken instead of the fried. And it comes with these really great cornbread croutons. And I always make them bring a little side of them for me because I get the pork loin. But yeah, I like croutons. Now I can eat them again.
I'm going to send you some more croutons so that you can take these when you go to that restaurant next time.
Yeah, and maybe they'll look into it. Yeah, absolutely. But maybe they'll look into getting them. I'll tell the waitress, she'll tell the chef, and boom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Sounds good.
So have you been to doing any shows? I know there was just a show recently. What's going on? Is the Olympia going on right now?
We're going to be at Expo West. We're going to be at the Sweets and Snacks show. Those are the types of shows that we go to through the year. Also, at it's a show called NAX, which is it serves the convenience store chains.
Oh, right. Right.
So we'll be in 7-Eleven second quarter of the year, and Speedway the end of the first quarter.
Oh, wow. So that we got plenty of Speedways here in Louisville, Kentucky, so I could always stop in there if I need a quick snack.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. Listen, I'm telling you, you're missing out if you don't try these products from Shrewd Food. They are the best. I can't stop eating them, and you won't be able to either, so make sure you buy enough. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Millions of people know that Shrewd Food is the smartest way to snack. Ever get that craving for crunchy snacks but don't want to eat all those empty carbs? Well, instead of puffed corn or wheat like most snacks, Shrewd Food puffs protein powder. This gives these crazy efficient macros. 2 grams of carbs, 14 grams of protein. That's as high as 67% protein and with only 90 calories. So knock out the carbs but keep the amazing flavor and crunch you're looking for. Shrewd Food is now available at Walmart and Sprouts. Or go to shrnetwork.biz/shrewdfood and use the code SHR25 for 25% off your order. I would easily say that I am the hugest proponent you will ever meet to doing anything that will improve the quality of my sleep. And that's because sleep is linked to just about every metabolic disorder we see in our population today. One of the easiest things you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is to get a pillow that can be shaped into the exact form factor that allows you to get your best night's sleep. And that is my pillow. I've been sleeping with my pillow for a few years now, and I can tell you that when I have to travel and stay in hotels, I don't get a good night's sleep because I don't have my pillow with me. Right now, you can save up to 60% off of everything offered to improve the quality of your sleep at shrnetwork.biz/mypillow when you use the code SHR. Or you can call toll-free 800-889-4938. And remember to use code SHR to save up to 60% off of everything at their website. There are lots of concerns about food supply today. That's why you need White Oak Pastures. White Oak Pastures will deliver food right to your doorstep. You don't even have to go out and be disappointed by shopping in grocery stores. The finest beef, pork, lamb, duck, and more can be found at White Oak Pastures. And now they even have seafood. And best of all, White Oak Pastures has a negative carbon footprint, which means that you don't have to feel guilty for eating your ribeye. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 15% off. Merrick Health is a premium telehealth platform that connects customers with partnered providers from the comfort of your home. Merrick provides concierge service with your very own patient care provider as your health advocate. You'll go over all your needs and goals from improving sexual function, hair loss prevention, increased muscle, fat loss, and overall improved performance. Prescribed treatment options can be ordered and shipped directly to you if you meet the requirements. All from the comfort of your home. Go to shrnetwork.biz/MerrickHealth. That's MerrickHealth, and order your comprehensives and get 10% off with code SHR. Don't forget to add the lab analysis to have results reviewed with potential over-the-counter supplements or treatment recommendations. That's shrnetwork.biz/MerrickHealth and use code SHR at checkout. Or order your own desired labs with code SHR and get 10% off your first lab order. Did you know your body houses around 1 trillion bacteria cells? That's 50% of your body. After the holidays, you've eaten a lot of foods and drank a lot of things that you shouldn't have, and your microbiome can actually be disrupted. In fact, just 2 days of introducing new things to your stomach changes the diversity of your microbiome. Here's the new year, and it's time to straighten that out. If you notice you're suffering from bloating and gassiness after the holidays, it's time to start taking P3OM. P3OM is different because it uses a patented natural process to upgrade a well-researched probiotic strain that doubles every 20 minutes once inside your body. The patent proves this. And it's proteolytic, which means that it digests protein. It's antiviral. It's antiretroviral. It eliminates pathogens and waste and is maintainable in the human digestive system. It's time for you to give your body what it's been missing the past couple months. Go to shrnetwork.biz/P3-OM and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off. Your gut will thank you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So I'm sitting here thinking, you know, the form factor could change for this product. You could make a cracker if you manipulate the puffing process, couldn't you?
It's possible, yes.
Have you thought about that? I mean, in brainstorming, like, how can we make
it? We have played around with different shapes, yeah.
Because I tell you, one of the things that people love but they can't eat anymore, though, remember those the square cheese crackers?
Sure.
That would be a great, I mean, you've already got the flavors, you know, you can make a cracker.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to introduce, you know, products that diversify our brand even more.
Like Bugles. So remember when Bugles came out? They were just corn chips. I mean, but they put it in that shape, and people like to put them on their fingers and eat them off their fingers. You've got a really, really wide berth here for introducing other products, because I gotta believe it took you years to master this puffing process. I remember when I used to go out to Quest, when they were making the chips, the potato chips. I mean, it took them a long time to get that right. And they bought that whole big machine that puffs them and has a big hopper. How long did it take you to perfect this puff process?
A couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yep. It's not easy. And there's a couple other companies that are doing puffed protein powder, but ours are a larger diameter, so we have a lower density. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it a more pleasant eating experience.
Could you do a malted flavored ball, chocolate covered ball?
We could. Yeah.
That's a big one, right? That's the one thing, if I was going to break down and I went to the movies, that I would get. And I'll tell you something funny. I've loved malted milk balls since I was a little kid. And I also love the once in a while you get one that it's not puffy in the center. It's hollow because maybe some moisture got in there. And I am convinced that is where the milk dud came from. I'm convinced that when they made the malted milk balls, the ones they got wrong were enjoyable to eat as well. And they call them milk duds because a dud is like one that a misfire, like, oh, that didn't work out. I'm convinced that if someone looked into it, the milk dud was born from the malted milk ball. What do you think of that?
Very possible. We're really hoping to get people to try what we have out there. And, you know, especially like some of our new flavors, like the Buffalo Ranch, we think we kill it with those. But, you know, these other items that you're talking about, you know, for the not so distant future are all things that we would strongly consider.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you have a long future of introducing new products. There's no doubt about it. But you're right. The products you have right now are amazing.
Thanks.
The dark chocolate and the milk chocolate covered dippers, unbelievable. Like they go. I just open the bag and pour them in my mouth. That's what I do. I don't even eat them one by one. And my favorite is the taco.
Insane.
And my favorite is the taco by far, and the apple pie. Those two. I eat more of those than anything else.
What do you think of the Buffalo Ranch one?
I love them. I love them when I want something spicy, like when I want food taste. You know, like the taco is like snack. The apple pie is dessert, but I would eat the Buffalo Ranch by themselves if I wasn't going to complement a meal that I'm already having because they're so good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great comment.
And the spicy is perfect. The first ball, you go, oh, this is spicy. But the second two you throw in and mix it up, now all of a sudden your mouth acclimates to the level of spiciness, and it's like drinking bourbon. People don't know this, but the first sip of bourbon is to anesthetize the tongue, because then every sip after that you can actually taste the caramel and the flavors in it, the smokiness. The first one is just to kill the tongue. Okay, let's get this over with. Boom. Now let's start drinking. And it's the same thing. Yeah. That first one acclimate you to the level of spiciness, and then everyone after that is just delicious. Delicious.
Absolutely. The Buffalo Ranch, when I start eating them, I just can't stop. Like you said, you know, you need the next one to cool off your mouth from the last one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And they're really good. They're like really satisfying.
It's brilliant. Let's see. We have some comment here from the audience. Let's just see what this is real quick. And then we're going to plug it again. So Sean Watson ordered them. Where did you order them from, Sean? Did you order them from our link or did you order them from Amazon? How did you order them? Just let me know that. This is a great product. This is a winner. I can't believe I didn't know about this sooner. I really can't, because this is Elisa, my wife. She always says, you know, she wants something crunchy, you know, and you're really the, I mean, yeah, there's the taco chips out there, you know, but the chip form factor. These things are amazing. I love them. I really, and you know what else I love?
They're just great, poppable, easy, you know?
Yeah.
And the nice thing about our product, you don't get a bunch of broken pieces at the bottom.
No, you know, I know, none. You get at the bottom is the spices. That's what's at the bottom. And the other thing is, and every now and then you get one that has just a slight little crunch to it, and it's so enjoyable. You know what I mean? So it's a great product. Let's see.
Thank you.
He replied. Let's see what he said. Yeah, hold on. Gonna ordered, it went from your link. Great deal. I got the variety puff pack and the chocolate dippers. You're going to love them. You're going to love them. Tell your friends and family, because they're going to think you're a genius. Trust me. This is a great snack. So we're happy to have you as a sponsor. Very, very happy. It's hard to do a podcast and not be a sellout today, because there's so much competition in the podcast space. When I started doing this show in November of 2005, there were no podcasts, so it was easy for me to do my job. Today, we have 22,000 podcasts out there, and people don't have 22,000 hours to listen to all of them. So it becomes very, very difficult for me to monetize the show and not feel like I'm selling out. And your product, it makes me feel that way. It makes me feel like I'm not selling out. I'm offering a great product, and people will be satisfied with it. So I want to thank you for being here.
We really appreciate it. We appreciate you being a huge fan of the product and supporting Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, thank you, David. Thank you, and we'll have you back when we have new products to talk about. But in the meantime, everybody needs to get on these. I'm telling you, you will thank me. Your kids will thank me. So there you go. All right, David, take care.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time today. It's great being with you.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I got a rant to do. I think everybody's going to enjoy. Or maybe some of you will get triggered. Who knows? So stay with me. We'll be right back. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot fudge. Sunday. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today. Millions of people know that Shrewd Food is the smartest way to snack. Ever get that craving for crunchy snacks but don't want to eat all those empty carbs? Well, instead of puffed corn or wheat like most snacks, Shrewd Food puffs protein powder. This gives these crazy efficient macros 2 grams of carbs, 14 grams of protein. That's as high as 67% protein and with only 90 calories. So knock out the carbs but keep the amazing flavor and crunch you're looking for. Shrewd Food is now available at Walmart and Sprouts. Or go to shrnetwork.biz/shrewdfood and use the code SHR25 for 25% off your order. You went off the wagon big time at the end of the year, meeting all those family obligations and eating and drinking things that you usually don't. In order to start the year off right, you have to get back to square one. All that partying and stress depletes magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough is more effective than any other magnesium on the market today to help you get your magnesium levels back to where they need to be. That's because Magnesium Breakthrough has 7 unique forms of magnesium. It's the new year, and if you want a new you, you need to replenish the magnesium in your body quickly. Go to shrnetwork.biz/magbreakthrough and use the code SHR10 for 10% off today.
Dogs should be powered by fat and protein, not carbs. That's why Visionary Pet makes low-carb, ketogenic dog food for dogs of all breeds and life stages. From kibble to freeze-dried and even low-carb treats, all Visionary Pet recipes are very low-carb, ketogenic, and made with 100% real meat protein. Shop now and use code SHR for 20% off your first order today. Your dog deserves the lifelong benefits of optimal nutrition. Make the switch to Visionary and see why smart dogs eat low carb.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, I've said for a long time that the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you get your information from the mainstream, you're going to die sooner. And I mean that. I'm not saying that tongue in cheek. You're going to use drugs that have horrible side effects. You're going to eat foods that are no good for you. You're going to live a lifestyle that is not healthy. And that's because the way media works is they find a segment to cater to. When I started this podcast, it was to health and fitness enthusiasts and those who enjoyed learning more about anti-aging. In 2005, there was nothing out there like this show. And my mission was to learn how to live a longer, stronger life and take the audience along with me. But that's not a big niche because growing old healthily or living a long life and being healthy for that entire life is hard fucking work. You can't sit out home. Like I was just talking to my neighbor in the building. Sunday, she gets up and she does a spinning class. Her family tells her the reason that she is so thin and so healthy is because of her genetics. But that's bullshit because she has brothers that aren't as healthy as her and she trains 6 days a week. So it's hard work to stay healthy, but you'll make a lot more money telling people that you don't have to work hard to stay healthy because people don't want to work hard. And I'm not going to blame them. It's evolution. We've talked about this in the past. If you put an escalator in the jungle next to by a banana tree and another tree, no escalator, the Aborigines will start taking the escalator because we're hardwired to conserve energy and consume food. And that has been completely mismatched and exploited in today in modern society. So where are we? We have a horrible problem with obesity today, and it's getting worse. But if you knew that there's a lot of obese people out there and you decided you wanted to cater to a niche, a big niche that spends money, you could cater to these people and say, you know what? Obesity is not bad. You're good. Being overweight is not your problem. You didn't do this to yourself. And people who are obese are going to buy that magazine because they want to be told it's not their fault. They want to be told there's nothing they can do about it. Do you remember when that article came out about the thrifty gene? People who are programmed to gain weight? It's all bullshit. You know, when we talk about weight, we want to believe that it's not your fault. It's your genes. It's your environment. It's racist. It's all this other bullshit. It's none of those things. And I'm going to get really crude and I'm going to trigger some people, but it has to be said. If you go back to the concentration camps, there wasn't a single fat person. It wasn't like everybody was starving, just bones and almost like skeletons walking around. And then there was Saul. Holy shit, Saul's 300 pounds. Oh, he's genetically programmed to be fat. That's bullshit. It's your lifestyle. It's what you're eating. And in fact, there's a study that was done, and it looked at the current obesity reports. And this is just the findings, the summary of the findings. The scientific and public health understanding of obesity increasingly points away from the individual behaviors and towards medical and community factors. This is bullshit. These are studies that are being peer reviewed and people are agreeing with it. This was funded by the Health and Human Resources Department of the government factors. But diffusion of this knowledge is slow. So in other words, what they're saying, that people don't understand it's not their fault that they're fat. That is a gross lie. It's a gross lie, and it's only going to lead to people being unhealthy and dying sooner. That's it. There are no 300-pound 80-year-olds. They don't last that long. And The reality is that unless people start to understand, it's your fault. You put stuff in your mouth. You choose to sit and watch television all day. Until we're honest, we're never going to conquer the obesity epidemic. Now, I want to show you something. For full disclosure. So this is me at 39 on the left, 330 pounds. Also in the middle there, 330 pounds. And that was me when I was living in Arizona, but I don't look much. Actually, I look better than that right now, except my gyno. I've always had gyno because when you put on a lot of weight, estrogen levels go up and it stimulates breast tissue in men. And so you can see my little nipples hanging at the bottom of my pecs. But I was that fat guy. I know. And first thing I want to say is it's bullshit that you feel good fat. Like we're doing all this stuff where we have these fat models now on Instagram. I mean, huge, like 300-400 pounds, scantily clad, and they're comfortable in their body. God bless them. I'm glad they're comfortable, but I wasn't comfortable. When I looked like that, I hated myself. When I took the kids to the Jewish community center to go swimming, I always wore a t-shirt in the pool. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't feel comfortable the way I looked. Now I could have convinced myself, oh, you know, it's not so bad. I feel good like this. I'm confident in my body. But that was bullshit. No fat person feels good being fat deep down inside. That's why they all struggle with diet for their entire lives. Do you remember that comedian Monique? Her whole act was about there's more me to love. And then when she lost weight, she came forth and she was honest. She said, I hated the way I felt. I hated the way I look. So instead, we're going to tell people to be comfortable fat. What we should be doing is helping them get the body that they actually want. You know, that dad bod study was done where they had the dad bod guy on one side and then they had a fit guy on the other side, and they can track your pupils where they go. And the women always looked at the fit guy first. So that's bullshit that they want a guy who's fat. That's bullshit. But again, it makes money to tell people that they're okay. If heroin addicts had a lot of money and they voted as a block, you would see pandering to the heroin addicts telling, you know, heroin addiction isn't that bad. You guys are okay. Look at you. You're healthy, relatively healthy. This is what media does. Media lies. If we haven't learned anything since this pandemic, it's that media lies because they want you to be attracted to their shows and spend money with their sponsors. I can't do that. I would never have a pharmaceutical company on my show. Never. So with that being said, Self puts out a magazine cover and these two girls are in it. The girl on the left is on the cover and it says the new fitness trend. And the girl on the right was in the article as well. These people are not fit. They're not healthy. And I'm going to tell you something. These girls may be in their late 20s, early 30s, and when they go to the doctor, he does their blood work, and he says, well, your blood sugar's great, your cholesterol's great. What they're doing is, it's like me jumping off of the Empire State Building. And halfway down, I go, I'm still alive. And two-thirds of the way down, I go, I'm still alive, but I'm going to hit the floor and I'm going to die. And these people may be healthy for this snapshot period of time. But they're not going to be healthy as they age. You can't buy a Mini Cooper and then drag a fifth wheel around the country. Yeah, you may be able to make it across the United States the first time, maybe even the second time. But after a while, the wear and tear on that car is going to show up and the car is going to break down. What these people are doing is destroying their health. Assuredly, as the guy who jumps off the Empire State Building is going to hit the ground and die. He may be alive when he passes the 50th floor, but he's not going to be alive at the bottom. And we know that. These people are going to be sick. And they're going to put a great deal of pressure on our healthcare system because of all of the diseases that are associated with obesity. Number one is type 2 diabetes. Insulin resistant is the resistance is the reason for cancer. It's the reason for heart attacks. It's the reason for dementia. It all starts with metabolic disorder. These people are metabolically broken. So, you have to carry this message. You have to be brave enough to carry this message forward. You have to be brave because This is not what people want to hear. They want to be lied to. Tell me I'm still healthy. Tell me I'm okay. They're not. And like I said, I don't care if their recent blood work shows that they're not diabetic yet. They're going to be. We have to stop this nonsense. You can't be honest in life if you're not willing to hurt some feelings. You have to hurt feelings sometimes to tell the truth. And right now, we are convincing people that being obese is sexy and being obese is healthy and you can still be fit and be obese. It's all a lie. And I challenge Self Magazine. Sorry. I challenge Self Magazine to change direction because they are literally leading people to an earlier death. And they should feel the responsibility of that. I understand you'll lose supporters because you're catering to people who are morbidly obese and telling them that it's okay, but it's not okay. And we have to stop this lying. We have to be able to talk openly about what obesity is doing to this country because we pay for it. You know, I go to the doctor, I get blood work, I train at the gym every day, I do cardio. I'm constantly trying to work hard to improve my lifespan and my health span. And let's not forget, the only thing in science that shows an effect on longevity is muscle. I mean, these studies are out now. The mainstream's not talking about them. The stronger you are, the longer you will live. The more muscle you have, the less likely you'll have metabolic disorders. So these magazines should be telling people, I know it's hard to get up in the morning and go to the gym, but you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta find motivation however you can and you gotta do it. You gotta change your diet. You can't eat right before bed. These are all easy things to change. And if we put pressure on people by being honest and having the courage to be honest, they will change. I think it was Singapore. Singapore cured their childhood obesity problem in 1 year. You know how they did it? They humiliated fat people. They said, you're fat because you're lazy. You're fat because you don't eat the right foods. You're fat because you eat too much food. You're fat because it was all honesty. We can't do that in the United States because the whole woke movement is like, if you say something I don't like, I'm going to punish you. It's really, really sad because we all will pay for this lying right now. We will all pay for it. We will pay for it in higher taxes, higher health care bills, and the drag on the economy when people can't work anymore and they eventually can't work. They develop all sorts of diseases. Carry the message forward. Be brave. Be honest. If you hurt some feelings, it's okay. Sometimes you got to hurt feelings to get people to look at themselves honestly. I can look at myself honestly because the me on the left and in the middle, I didn't like. The me on the right, I like. I like the way I looked. I felt more confident. I my brain worked better. Everything worked better. And I was never going to be satisfied with looking like the fat guy for the rest of my life. So you start where you are, make the decision. Yes, that's right. Fat is a word and it applies to a body type. And if you don't like being called fat, then change your body type. We don't have to change the vernacular of the word. We need you to change your body type. And get mad at yourself for letting yourself get that far down the rabbit hole. I knew I was pissed off at myself. And it motivated me. That's it. That's my rant today. Self Magazine is literally helping people die sooner. Shame on them. Shame on them. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Share the show. Don't forget. Maybe you'll hurt somebody's feelings, but you'll change their lives. I see you tomorrow.